感谢主，让我们进到这个希伯来书最后的两堂课。
So thank God, we are now at the last two classes of the book of Hebrews.
我们大约可以讲到希伯来书的第十章。
So we'll be about to the point of Hebrews chapter 10.
那十一章、十二章有关信心，还有十三章的结语，我们平常也比较常看到。
And so for chapters 11 and 12, which refer to our faith, and then chapter 13, which is the conclusion, we actually do read about these more often.
感谢主，那我们大概没有办法把它讲完了。
And so thank God, but I don't think we'll have enough opportunity to finish all the way through the end.
但是我考一下试哈。
But let's have a little quiz.
那个希伯来书的结构是什么？
So what is the structure of the book of Hebrews?
我找年轻的哈，年轻的。
So I'll find somebody who's a little younger.
Peter, what is the structure of the book of Hebrews? 第一章、第二章讲什么？
So what are chapters 1 and 2 talking about?
Prologue and Divinity, 耶稣比谁更美？耶稣比谁更好、更美？Angels, 比天使更美好。
Chapters 1 and 2, Jesus is more, is better than the angels.
第三章、第四章 John.
First chapter
3. Better than Moses, 比摩西更美。四五六。
For chapters 4, 5 and 6.
耶稣带来什么？
What did the Lord Jesus bring?
做了个更美的什么？
To be a better what?
High priest, 更美的大祭司啊，谢谢
啊。High priest,
七八
，Chapter seven and eight,
五六七啊八九，对不起
，Sorry, eight and nine,
啊，约
，And the covenant,
第十章是讲祭，对不对啊
？And so chapter ten is talking about the sacrifice.
你们都记住了
，And so thank God you all remember.
啊，所以回家可以自己再研读一下
，And so when you go home you can continue to read over it again.
那我们现在继续来谈约
，And so today we'll be talking about the covenant.
我们谈到耶稣带来更好的约，第八章、第九章。
We talk about how Jesus brought about a better covenant, chapters 8 and 9.
我们谈到这两章主要谈三点。
And so these two chapters, they mainly talk about three points.
旧约是属肉体的条律。
Which is that the Old Testament is about the laws of the flesh.
旧约啊，主要其实在他说属肉体的条律谈到。主要是饮食跟洁净啊。
And then so when it talks about these rules of the flesh, it's mostly talking about what we eat and then the cleanliness.
又谈到这个献祭的这些方法。
And it talks
还有帐幕。
The method of sacrifice as well as the tabernacle.
这是希伯来书作者有关肉体他指的这两大部分。
And so this is what he says are these two major points.
那其实在旧约里面还有一个神手指头所写的那个就是两块的划板。
And then so also in the Old Testament, there were the two tablets written by the finger of God.
那这两块划板跟其他的约书呢，圣经上是有分别，因为两块划板是放在耶柜里面。
And so these two tablets were separated from the rest of the law because they were put into the Ark of the Covenant.
其他的约书放在哪里？
And where were the rest of these the law books?
不是神手指头亲自写的。
The ones that were not written personally by the finger of God.
其他耶稣放哪里？谁讲一下
？Who knows where the rest of the laws were kept?
新版上在新约，我们律法是写在新版上，对的。
In the New Testament times, yes, we write it on the tablet of our heart.
但是在旧约的耶稣呢？
But in the Old Testament, these books of the covenant.
到新约律法就写在我们心上。
In the New Testament times, then the law is written in our hearts.
新耶稣君王怎么样？经文要读。要怎么样？祭司。好了没？谢谢你们的花言
So thank you guys for your contributions.
真的没有人知道吗？谢谢你们的花言。
So does nobody really know?
摩西五经放在哪里？好，那谢谢哈。我们来看《生命记》。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
放在哪里？
Where were they kept?
Where were these books kept?
We look at Numbers chapter 31.
这个就是神把十诫跟其他的耶稣把它分开了。
And so here is when God separates the Ten Commandments from the rest of the law.
来，我们读二十六节。
We read verse 26.
因为有人说我讲太快了，我怕我讲太快，所以要叫你们念，这样我就不会讲太快。
Some people have said that I talk too fast, so in order to slow myself down, I'm going to ask you all to help me read.
如果我讲太快跟太小声，你们要举手传道，太大太小声了。
And then so if I talk too slow, too quickly or too, and or. 31章 If I talk too quickly or I talk too softly, please raise your hand and let me know.
传道听不懂，大声一点。
Pastor, I can't understand you. Speak louder.
我们这一班是老人班哦。
So this is the adult theological seminar.
我要提醒自己不能讲太快。
And so I have to remind myself not to speak too quickly.
那如果你真的讲太快，举手一下。
But seriously, if you think I'm talking too fast, please raise your hand.
31章26节。
Chapter 31, verse 26.
那公姐妹，请你读，还没换到，下一位。 Sister Eugene. 31, verse 26. Would you please read? Deuteronomy 31:26. What did I say?
民数记,
just Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter.
It's my fault. Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 26.
生命记二十六三十一章二十六节.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 26.
Please read.
And so here, this book of the law is set beside the Ark of the Covenant.
两个律法，两块滑板石诫放在耶柜的里边，里面。
The two tablets of the Ten Commandments were placed inside the Ark of the Covenant.
所以有一个分别。
And so there is a separation.
所以请问你到新约要不要守十诫？
And so let me ask you, in the New Testament times, do we need to keep the Ten Commandments?
要，对，为什么呢？
Why?
因为主耶稣跟那个少年财主这样讲。
Because what Jesus, this is what Jesus said to the rich young ruler.
他跑来跪在主耶稣脚前说，怎么样才能够得到永生？
He had come before Jesus Christ to ask him, what must I do to have eternal life?
耶稣说，要得永生，你要守律法。
Jesus said that in order to have eternal life, you must keep the law.
那主耶稣把这个十诫的内容在那个地方讲出第五诫到。
And then he says there, and then Jesus continues on with the fifth through the tenth commandments. So why is it that Jesus did not cover commandments 1 through 4?
你们知道我在讲哪里吗?
Do you know where I am talking about?
知道哈, 因为他是犹太人。
And because he was a Jew.
那犹太人呢, 他们就是拜独一真神，不拜偶像。
And so the Jews, they already knew to worship the one true God. They did not worship idols.
他们不忘真神的名。
They also kept the Sabbath and they did not take the Lord's name.
所以当我们说更进一步啊, 到最后都是到耶柜里面来。
And then so when we go one step further, then it is to come into the Ark of the Covenant.
到最后玛拿跟这个。
And then at the end, the pot of manna as well as Aaron's staff also made it into the Ark of the Covenant.
这个是永久的啦。
And this is what lasts eternally.
主耶稣拣选的爱是永久的。
And then so the love of God lasts forever.
当然知道主耶稣二次再来了。
And of course we know that he will come again.
主耶稣的玛拿赐给我们也是知道主耶稣二次再来。
And when we know of God's manna, it is because of his God's love.
你也要守诫命守到主耶稣二次再来。
And then we must keep his commandments until he comes again.
但至于约书呢? 其他的约书呢? 就是我们说旧约其他的刚刚两个一个是什么? 这个帐幕跟什么? 跟礼拜的条例嘛, 第几章第一节，第八章第一节，对不对？
But then we also have to talk about with the rest of these books, from chapter Hebrews chapter 8,
第九章第一节,
or chapter 9 verse 1.
礼拜的条例啦, 还有圣幕, 对不对？
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 1, it talks about the ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary.
这些是连饮食跟洗涤。 的规矩，对不对？
And then verse 10, concerned only with food and drinks and various washings and fleshly ordinances.
所以就是前面这些事就代表第十节说这些事，九章第十节。
And then so in chapter 9 verse 10, it says these things,
这个就是
things before.
就是帐幕的事，还有这个怎么礼拜的事。
And these are the ordinances about how they should keep their Sabbaths.
不是啊。第一节啊，礼拜的条例啊。
It is the ordinances of divine service.
Divine service, not Sabbath. Talking about Sabbath.
Divine service.
Divine services 啊，那这些约书都放在约柜的旁边。
And so all of these laws and books were placed beside the Ark of the Covenant.
听得懂吗？
Do you understand?
我的意思就是说有分别啦。
And so my point is that there is a separation.
因为旧约后来被耶稣基督成全了。
Because the Old Testament had been fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
怎么成全呢？
How did he fulfill it?
所以知道耶稣怎么成全洗涤的条例，还有这个礼拜的条例 ，divine services，
and so
跟这些洗涤还有饮食的条例。
And so how did Jesus Christ fulfill these ordinances of divine service and the cleanliness of food?
来，杰华，怎么样成全
？How did he fulfill it?
钉在十字架上成全了。
So he was crucified on the cross, and this fulfilled the ordinances.
为什么你不要吃猪肉
？Why do you not eat pork?
因为神是圣洁的，你要洁净啊。
Because God is holy, and you must also be sanctified.
猪啊比较脏。
And so the pigs, they are more dirty.
你如果没有煮干净，对身体也不好。
And if you do not 没有
煮熟。
If you do not cook it all the way through, it is not.
为什么你不能吃鳗鱼
？Why do they say you should not eat eels?
那鳗鱼是在地底下吃那些脏的东西了，跟虾子一样。
The eels, they live underground and they eat the dirty things of the dirt.
那你吃了就对没有煮熟对身体不好。
And so if it is not cleaned and cooked well, then it is dangerous.
它没有鳞也没有鳍。
And then it does not have either the fins nor the scales.
你可以吃的海水里就是有鳞有鳍，能够逆水上游的。
And the fish that you can eat of are the fish that have scales and they have fins that can swim upstream.
那为了是让要分别要洁净。
And this was to let us know that we must be sanctified and to be set apart.
那为什么你要献燔祭，要守节期等等的这些。
And why do we have to make sacrifices and to keep the feasts?
如果你读那个五经啊，就是你要成圣了，你要洁净了。
And so when we read the books of the law, then we see that it is because you must be sanctified, you must become holy.
所以所有的这个旧约很多旧约，尤其有关饮食的、洗涤的，还有这个 divine services。都是为了要让你除罪，要让你成圣。
And so many of these ordinances and the ways that they did things from the books of the law is so that we could become holy.
那主耶稣来怎么样让我们成圣呢？
But when Jesus came, how did he allow us to become holy?
他用两种方法在旧约找不到。
He used two methods that you cannot find in the Old Testament.
就是用洗礼的方法。
First is through baptism.
所以耶稣问你一个问题。
And so he asked a question.
你们说施洗约翰的洗礼是天上来的还是人间的？
And you say, is the baptism of John the Baptist, does it come from heaven or from earth?
你们回答一下，是天上来的还是人间的？
And so let's answer this really quick. Is it from heaven or from earth?
当耶稣问这个问题，就是肯定施洗约翰的洗礼是天上来的。
And so when Jesus asked this question, it was to prove that the baptism of John the Baptist came from heaven.
所以耶稣就用洗礼的方法来让我们洁净，你不用再去主张吃什么喝什么才能够洁净，你洗礼了你就罪就除干净了，或者是你要这个献什么祭啊、燔祭啊、赎罪祭啊等等的。
And then so Jesus used the baptism so that we can be washed of our sins. We no longer have to worry about what we eat or drink, and we do not have to worry about the different sacrifices, etc.
所以神就用这样的方法来成全的耶稣就用这样的方法来成全的旧约了。
And so Jesus used this method to fulfill the Old Testament.
所以我们就来到新约的时代。
And so we come to the period of the New Testament.
所以我们说旧约是属肉体的条例。
And so we say the Old Testament is regarding the flesh.
很多都是跟我们今生活着，我们肉体要怎么做的一些事情。
It's things that are talking about how we need to live our lives.
那新约都是属灵的，我们内心要怎么样耶稣把那个 法律哦，不只是你不要犯奸淫，你的心呢、啊，不可以想坏事情。
But the New Testament is about the spiritual side, and then so how we cannot even with committing adultery, we should not have those thoughts in our hearts.
啊，这样用这样来避免我们不要犯第七戒。
And so that in this way we should not commit against the seventh commandment.
那我们再来谈下个 slide 啊、哦，我说这两章大概谈这三点呢。那我们说为什么我们需要新约呢
？And then so we have another question. Why do we need a New Testament?
我们来看八章的第七节。
We read chapter 8 verse 7.
希伯来书八章七节。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 7.
八章七节。
Chapter 8 verse 7.
哎，那个 Patrick， 请你读。啊、所以前约有如果没有瑕疵，就不用寻求后约了。
And so, if the first covenant did not have fault, then there would be no need for a second covenant.
那这个是从时间上的观点来看呢、啊，哈。
And so, this is looking at it from a point of view under time.
啊，就是因为耶稣还没有来嘛。
And because Jesus had not yet come.
你只能够用一些来做预表这样子啊。
And so, you can only use certain things as prefiguration.、
啊、那耶稣来了，这些就感觉到、啊、这个旧约就有点点这个有就是有瑕疵了。
But once Jesus came, then we find that there are many flaws in the Old Testament.
那所以才需要啊，我你啊，就时间上来看呢、啊，我们看到旧约是有瑕疵的。
And so under this time, then we can see that the Old Testament had flaws.
那主要有几个问题呢？就有啊，主要有几个什么问题呢
？And so mostly there are a few shortcomings. What are they?
你会觉得哦，很难遵守啦。
Well, first, find that it's very difficult to keep the
Old Testament laws.
And from the Old Testament, we see that the Israelite people could not keep God's laws.
We see Hebrews chapter 8, verse
9. Hebrews chapter 8, verse
9.
Chapter 8, verse 9.
8章9节
verse 9.
淑珍姐妹，陈淑珍。这个八节说将来会有个新约啦。
And so in verse 8 it says that there a new covenant is coming.
啊，这个新约不像旧约。
And this new covenant is not like the old covenant.
这个旧约呢像什么呢？就是好像神拉着他们的手，把他们领在出埃及哈。这个时候跟他们所立的啊，这个约是把他们拉出来。
Because the Old Testament was when he had to lead them by the hand out of Egypt to make this covenant with them.
那可是他们不恒心遵守啊。
But they did not obey this covenant.
啊，我们来读一下历代志下。
And we look at Second Chronicles.
历代志下。
Second Chronicles.
历代志下的36章15节16节。
Second Chronicles chapter 36.
十五节十六节
，verse 15 and 16。
三十六章十五节十六节
，chapter 36 verse 15 and 16。
十五节十六节，那个张云吗？张秋，哎，张秋姐妹。这里谈到说呢，神让他们到啊，他们到最后呢，啊，被神拒绝，无华可治，也就是他们国家都亡掉了。
Here it is talking about after their kingdoms have been completely destroyed.
啊，那为什么神让他们国家亡掉了呢
？And so why is it that God allowed for their kingdoms to be destroyed?
因为哦，自从给他们领出埃及来，让他们建国，这个。历史当中呢，他们常常都不遵守神的约了。
Because after they have been taken out of the land of Egypt and established their own kingdom, they oftentimes did not follow the laws of God.
所以这里谈到说呢，神因为爱惜百姓啊，从早到晚就是、常常的啊，差派先知来警戒他们。
And here it says that because he had compassion on his people, that he sent warnings to them by the messengers often.
像今天也是一样哦。
So today it is the same for us.
神爱我们呢、啊。
When God loves us.
所以神也差遣一些人在讲台上把我们的缺点给讲出来。
And so he will send somebody to speak out our problems, our flaws.
所以神的话像两刃的利剑。
And so the word of God is like a double-edged sword.
是活泼的，是有功效的。
And it is living and powerful.
它可以把骨与骨髓魂啊。通通可以刺入剖开
and it is able to reach the division of soul and spirit.
那可是有的人这个刺的太痛了，他跳起来啊。
But there are some people that when it is piercing them, that it hurts too much, and so they jump up.
就好像那个斯提凡啊，讲神的道。
And just as when Stephen was talking about the word of God,
讲到他们缺点的时候
and when he started speaking about their flaws,
那些人就咬牙切齿啊，要来伤害斯提凡。
They started gnashing their teeth and they wanted to harm Stephen.
但是有的人他们被圣灵感动
but some people when they are moved by the Holy Spirit,
就像使徒行传第二章，他们听到彼得跟他们讲说，你们把耶稣钉了。
Just as in Acts chapter 2, when they read that or when they heard that Peter said that you have crucified Christ,
这些人说啊，我们怎么办？你告诉我们，我们该怎么办
？And then so they asked him, what should we do?
所以彼得就说，你们要奉耶稣名悔改、洗礼、洗净你们罪，就可以领受应许的圣灵。
And then so Peter said that you must repent, be baptized, and you shall receive the promised Holy Spirit.
所以同样的道理下来哈，有同样的道理下来。
And then so even though it is the same message that comes across,
大家都会扎心呐。
And everybody will feel feel hurt in their heart, pierced in their heart.
那是有两种不同的反应。
But there are two different reactions.
一种是问我该怎么办。
One is what should I do?
一种是你这个人太讨厌了，用石头把你打死。
The second one is I don't like you, let me stone you.
哎，这个真的有时候我们遇到这样的情形呢。
And so truly, sometimes we meet up with these type of situations.
不过我们听道理真的要多祷告，才会有一颗谦卑的心。
But when we listen to sermons, we must often pray too, so that we may have a humble heart.
这样子我们才不会反抗神的话。
And so that in this way, we will not rebel against the word of God.
这是一个执事跟我说的。
And this is something a deacon told me.
他说有一次他在讲道啊。
He said one time he was speaking a sermon.
他讲的啊，讲到一些就说。我们应该要怎么样怎么样怎么样
And in his sermon he said that we should do this, this, and this.
那有一个信徒呢，他听了大概他很扎心啊。
And so there was a member who was very pierced in their heart.
就是很痛啊，所以很受不了，他就站起来哦。
They were very hurt and so they stood up.
然后就走到讲台哦。
And they walked up to the pulpit.
走到一半而已啦。
Or they walked halfway to the pulpit.
就伸出中指啊。
And then he stuck up his middle finger.
然后就转头就走掉了。
And he walked off.
我说如果遇到这样，我真的不知道怎么办了。
And I said that if this happens to me, I don't know what I would do.
这个就像这里所说的。
Just as it says here.
历代志下三十六章的十六节，他们却讥笑神的使者，藐视他的言语啊。
In Second Chronicles chapter 36 verse 16, it says they mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets.
所以有时候听道理哦，你不祷告，有时候。神警戒的话听不太，会觉得，哦，怎么这么严厉呀？怎么神这么严厉呀？听不下去了。
So sometimes when we are listening to the sermons, but we do not pray enough, then we are not humble enough to accept the warnings from God. We will just think that why is He being so stern?
我没有遇到这位执事遇到的事情啊。
And I've never met up with something like what this deacon met up with.
但是我有遇到类似的事情。
But I have met up with a somewhat similar situation.
有一次小弟在讲婚姻的道理啊。
So one time I was speaking about marriage.
那我就想说呢，神最讨厌的就是用暴力带妻子。
And then so I said that one of the things that God hates is using and being abusive to your spouse.
我不小心用中国人的一句术语啊，一句话。
And I actually used a Chinese saying.
那是台湾人啊。
Or a Taiwanese saying.
我说我们台湾人说呢。
And I said we Taiwanese people say.
疼某大丈夫，怕某低高牛。疼老婆是大丈夫，打老婆是猪狗牛啊。
And then you say that if you love your wife, you are a good husband. If you beat your wife, you are swine and cows.
啊，那个弟兄真的受不了，因为我真的不知道他昨天刚打了老婆啊。
And so this brother, he could not stand it, but I didn't know that he had just hit his wife the day before.
真的受不了了。
But he really could not take it.
他就站起来，然后呢，就像这样的门哦，走去就。
And then so he walked out the door and then just slammed the door and then I was very shocked. What happened?
所以这个旧约啊，有个问题就是， 神从早到晚差遣使者去警戒他们。
And so in the Old Testament times, that God had sent them many warnings, rising up early and sending them.
他们都不听了，不但不听，而且讥笑，甚至杀害。
And they did not just not listen, but they also mocked the messengers and harmed them as well.
就临到他们了。
And then so the wrath of God came upon them.
所以你看以色列的历史，他们常常拜偶像。
And so if you watch the Israelites' history, you see that they often go to worship idols.
你们知道，其实所罗门不只是建立神的殿，也建偶像的坛呢，你们知道吗？
And then, so did you know that Solomon not only built the temple of God, but at the same time he built altars to idols as well?
他晚年的时候就被那个妃嫔引诱，他在那个也是在那个耶路撒冷的地方啊，不同的山而已啊，去建一些祭坛啊。
And then, so in
偶像的祭坛啊。
In his old age, he also built up these altars to other gods because he was deceived.
那亚哈王不但是这样，亚哈王是啊，其实是主要是他老婆了，但是两个是一体呀、啊，等于是把整个国家偶像化了。好像偶像变成一个国教一样了。
And then, so King Ahab was even worse, although most of it was his wife, but they are actually of one body anyway. So they had actually taken all of the idols and had made it almost into a national religion.
历代以来，他们常常都没有在守安息日。
And if you look through the decades, then you see that they oftentimes did not keep the Sabbath.
我觉得神真的很爱以色列百姓呢。
And I think that God really loved the Israelites.
最坏的王，神就差最烈的先知。
For the worst king, then God sent the most powerful prophet.
烈哈，就是刚烈哈。如果我是先知，让火从天上降下来烧，把你们烧死。这谁说的
？This was the prophet who said, "If I am a prophet of God, then let there be fire that comes down from heaven and burns you up." Who said this?
以利亚，对不对
？And this was Elijah.
亚哈刚好遇到以利亚了。
And so, Ahab met up with Elijah.
那是很烈的一个先知。如果我不胜过我的列祖，所以你让我死吧。就是很烈的一个先知啊。
He's a very
烈怎么讲？烈英文怎么讲？
Stern and tough.
Tough, yeah. Tough is a good word.
He's a very tough prophet.
因为他就性情很刚烈了。
And he's very tough in his heart.
In his nature,
In his nature.
所以最恶的王派最刚烈的先知。
So for the most evil king, then God sent the most tough prophet.
那王国之前是大量派先知出去传警告，大量的。
And so before the nation was destroyed, then God sent out his messengers. Sent out many messengers.
这个就是代表神的一个爱。
And so this is to show this love of God.
但是以色列百姓还是没有办法恒心遵守神的约呀、啊。
But the people of Israel still could not keep the law of God.
其实保罗就谈到一个道理哦。
And so, Paul has spoken about.
人实在是没有办法守全律法了。
He says that it is impossible for mankind to keep all of the laws.
我们来看罗马书的三章二十节。
And we see Romans chapter 3 verse 20.
罗马书三章二十节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 20.
三章二十节。
Chapter 3 verse 20.
罗马书三章二十节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 20.
三章二十节。
Chapter 3 verse 20.
你们有的人有点累哦，啊，有点累要怎么办啊？
And so some of you look a little tired. What should you do if you're tired?
当然有一个方法就是我讲小声一点呢。
And so one way is for me to speak a little softer.
让你好好睡觉。
And let you sleep a little better.
但是哦，我以前在神训班不是这样，我说你可以站起来。
But during the NYTS, I would always tell them that you can stand up in the back.
站在最后一排了。
You can stand in the very back of the chapel.
但是快结束了，没关系了。
But we're almost done. It's okay. Just rest.
三章二十节。
Chapter 3, verse 20.
来 ，See your mom, please read.
Chapter
3,
verse 20.
Here
it says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified in his sight.
就是人一个人没有办法行全部的律法啦。
Which means that a person cannot keep all of the law.
其实哈，你知道律法总共几条吗？
And so, do you know how many laws there are actually?
五经的律法总共几条？
In the Pentateuch, how many laws are there?
Torah.
In the Torah.
是吗? Torah 是五经是吧?
两个都是。
谢谢啊, 613条律法。
613 laws.
这个是谁说的?
Who said this?
这不是圣经说的。
This isn't in the Bible.
这是一个由 犹太人的拉比把那个五经所有的规条整理出来，总共整理出613条。
And this is something that a Jewish rabbi had found. He had gone through the all of the Torah, and he had found 613 laws.
那你知道犹太人他们都要带那些啊，尤其是拉比要带穗子嘛。
And then so for the Jewish people, especially the rabbis, they must have the they must wear tassels.
请问主耶稣有没有带穗子？
And so let me ask you, did Jesus wear tassels?
也是有带穗子吗？ 有带穗子，对不对？
Yes,
你还记得一个十二年血漏摸，就是摸那个地方啊。
And then so, this was what the woman who had a blood flow of 12 years. That is what she touched.
那穗子呢？有人后来的，因为这个拉比哈算出613条之后呢，啊，后来他们带的穗子大概就是613条穗子。
And then so afterwards, after this rabbi had counted out these 613 laws, then some of the Jewish people would wear 613 tassels.
那如果你到犹太人的博物馆去看那个衣服，有穗子的衣服，其实它不一定只有在下面啊这个地方而已啊。
And then so if you go to a Jewish museum, you may find that their clothes do not only have tassels on the bottom part of their clothes.
有的时候是这根本如果衣服是这样子的哈，须须也会在这里有须须啊。
And then so if they have their clothes go like this, then they also have fringe or tassels going this way.
啊，这个就是用来提醒他们啊，律法要守。
And these are to remind them that they must keep the laws.
你知道有关肉体条例的律法，保罗是他是百分之百守了。And
then so for the laws concerning the flesh, then Paul he kept all of them.
什么吃不能吃的，保罗从来没有吃过啊，彼得也从来没有吃过。
What they said he could eat or could not eat, he never ate any of the unclean things. Neither did Peter.
那所以他说就律法而言，我是完全的。那个是指那个所谓的饮食的，还有洗涤的。
And then so he said, according to the law, I am perfect, which is according to these laws about the eating and drinking.
但是他又说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我这个取死的身体呢？
But he said, woe is me,
I'm so painful.
And it is so painful for me.
谁能救我这个取死的身体呢？
And who can save this flesh of mine?
那个英文要怎么讲？取死的身体，因为我想要行出来的善，我行不出来。
And because the good that I want to do, I cannot do.
我所不要去行的恶，我反而行出来。
And the evil that I do not wish to do, I do.
这是指的诫命道德那一方面呢。
And this is talking about the moral side of the law.
所以613条当中有10条是道德律啊。
And so in the 613 laws, there are 10 of them that are moral laws.
这个保罗也很挣扎。
And so these are the ones that Paul was very, he was very conflicted about. How can I do that? And so before Jesus came, there is no one who can truly keep all the laws.
并且呢，你现在又讲说你换了一条就换众条，你只要换一条就换了613条了。
And then the Bible also says that if you commit against one, then you have committed against all. So if you commit against one, then you have committed against the 613.
那这样谁可以得救呢？
So who can be saved?
所以律法就有它的瑕疵啊。
And then so the law, it has its flaws. Because the law came from God.
所以律法是神圣的。
It is a holy law.
那这个人是属肉体的。
But as humans, we are of flesh.
肉体很难守那个从神来那么标准那么高的律法。
It is very difficult for mankind to keep the high standards of God's law.
所以耶稣带来新约。
And so, so Jesus brought about the New Testament.
这个新约就是让耶稣死在十字架上流他自己的宝血，然后呢，最后呢，他把圣灵降下来。
And so this New Testament was Jesus coming and being crucified on the cross to shed his precious blood and then sending down the Holy Spirit.
那我们一个属肉体的人，因为圣灵的内住呢，让我们越来越属灵，越来越有力量。
And then as fleshly people, because we have the Holy Spirit, we can become more and more spiritual.
所以我们可以靠着圣灵的力量来守律法。
And then through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can keep the laws.
那耶稣来又这样讲哦,
and when Jesus came, he also said, he said, I come to give you freedom.
你到我这里来,
and when you come before me, my yoke is light. And so when the commands that you keep, which how many are there? How many of the law do you keep?
啊? 十条。
10.
十条再归纳一下。
And then let's separate them a little
bit. 再归纳一下。
Let's categorize them.
两条。
two.
第一就是怎么样?
The first, what is the first commandment?
尽心尽意尽心尽力爱主你的神。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And what's the second?
爱主你的神, 不, 你是如同你自己。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
再归纳成为一条。
And then if we put it together, what do we come up with? It is one commandment, it is love.
那主要就是耶稣把旧约很多繁文缛节通通让你不用再去守了。
And then so what Jesus allowed is that we don't need to keep all of these small ordinances in the Old Testament.
但是他用成全，他不是废弃，用成全，成全跟废弃是不一样的。
But he fulfilled the law, he did not discard the law. There's a difference between fulfilling and discarding.
也就是说旧约的精神呢，在新约里面呢，主耶稣他让我们做的呢，都可以把旧约那个律法的精神，我们都可以守得到了。
Which is that what we do in the New Testament times, we should be able to completely still have the essence of what was in the Old Testament time.
我再讲一遍哦。比如说，为什么你不要吃鳗鱼
？And for example, why do you not eat eel?
你要分别，你要干净。
Because you must be separated, you must be holy.
那现在你什么都不用做，主耶稣就用洗礼跟圣灵让你分别，让你干净了。
So Jesus now he does not need you to do anything. You be baptized and you are clean.
所以旧约好什么东西就是要，因为旧约的那个律法，其实到最后讲到最后就是要洁净了。
Because in the Old Testament times, after you read through all the laws, it is just telling you to be clean and holy.
耶稣一个人帮你通通做完了。
But Jesus Christ has done all of that for you
already. 你只要存着信心来接受就好了。
All you need to do is come before Him with faith.
你所以叫做因信称义。你有信心，你接受洗礼，你祷告，你得到圣灵。
Which is why we say you have been justified by faith that you believe and you come and you are baptized and you pray for the Holy Spirit.
这是何等大的恩典。
And so how great of a grace is this?
所以我们现在担子真的是轻省的哦。
所
以圣经上讲说诫命不是难守的。
And so truly our burden is light. The Bible tells us that the law it is not difficult to keep.
所以旧约它有从现在来看是它是有瑕疵的。
And so when we look now at the Old Testament, we see that there are some flaws.
但不是说旧约就不好了，旧约也是从神来的啊。
It does not mean that the Old Testament is bad. It also came from God.
但是因为人不完全啊。
But because mankind is not perfect, man does not have the strength.
所以就显得好像旧约是有瑕疵的。
And so it appears that the Old Testament has flaws.
那这个瑕疵呢，另外一个所谓的瑕疵就是让人的良心呢，你也不会觉得说完全呐，不能叫良心觉得完全。
And then another flaw of the Old Testament is that it causes the conscience of men not to be able to be perfect.
我们来看希伯来书九章九节。
We read Hebrews chapter 9 verse 9.
希伯来书九章九节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse
9. 九章九节。
Chapter 9 verse 9.
建国，就良心想一想，还是没有办法得到完全。
And then so do this, our conscience cannot become perfect.
那我们再读一下第十章一节二节。
And then we read chapter 10 verses 1 and 2.
如果完全就不用每年来了哈。
If we are perfect,
每年来献祭啊。
If we are perfect, then we do not need to come every year to make sacrifice.
我来叫人好吧。郑秀荣，郑秀荣，十章一节二节，哪位是郑秀荣
？Chapters 10 verses 1 and 2.
没来啊？哦，还、哦，下一位是吗？哦，没关系哦，福州话啊，福州话就不要。那、哎、我听不懂福州话。来，陈建辉，听说是个姐妹，不是弟兄，也是福州话。十章一节二节。
Chapter 10, verse 1 and 2.
啊，还是没有啊？还是没有。
No, she's here.
啊？ Amen. 这边提到说呢，如果完全了，我们良心觉得完全了，那你就不会再觉得有罪了。那那如果不再觉得有罪了，为什么每年都还要来献祭呢？
And so it says here that if our conscience was clean, then why would we want to come to make offerings every year?
所以从我们来现在的观点来想，第三节说，这只是让你想起罪来而已啦。
And so for us today, in verse 3, it says that it is just a reminder of sins every year.
那因为他们在旧约没有主耶稣基督，这也是他们后来他们以后可以进天国的方法。
And so this was in the Old Testament before Jesus came, and so this is how they could enter into heaven.
我们来读一下第十一章。
We read chapter 11.
所以到了新约呢，这个缺失啊，这个瑕疵呢，这个就被新约把它补足了。
And so in the New Testament times, and the flaws and the shortcomings of the Old Testament are being repaired.
因为他们按照摩西的律法在做。
Because they are doing according to the law of Moses.
我们来读一下十一章的四十节。
We read chapter 11, verse 40.
十一章的四十节。
Chapter 11, verse 40.
希伯来书十一章的四十节。
Hebrews 11, 40.
Jeff, 请你读。所以神预备了更美的事更美的事包括新约的这件事情
And so here, when it says God has provided something better, it includes the New Testament.
所以耶稣基督不只是为我们的罪新约的人死在十字架上面。
And so Jesus does not only die for us in the New Testament on the cross.
他们也同得耶稣他们也盼望像亚伯拉罕等待耶稣也是盼望耶稣再来一样
But Abraham and those people, they are also waiting again for the coming of Christ.
当主耶稣成全了救恩呢
And when Jesus Christ fulfilled salvation,
因为他们因着信所做的遵守摩西这些律法也可以得救了
Because through faith they have kept the Mosaic law, then they also can be saved.
所以他们可以与我们同得因为有一个更美的旧约更美的新约来到。
And so they can receive it with us because this New Testament, this something better has come.
那我们刚刚谈到为什么这个需要新约，因为旧约有瑕疵。
And so we said that we need this New Testament because the Old Testament had some flaws.
我们最后我们来看希伯来书八章十三节。
And lastly, let us read Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13.
八章十三节。
Chapter 8, verse 13.
八章十三节。
Chapter 8, verse 13.
William, 请你读。渐旧渐衰归于无有了
And so it says now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away
所以从我们就是比如说旧约有饮食的条例嘛对不对
And so in the Old Testament there were laws concerning food
那我们现在新的这种知识新的方法我们现在煮东西可以煮的不像以前呢要烧火很难把东西煮得很好。
And then so in now when we cook food, it's much easier to cook things thoroughly because we don't have to build a fire.
所以猪肉大家熟食了也不会觉得有问题。
And so when you eat pork and it's cooked all the way through, then it's not a problem.
以前谈到什么不健康的事情，什么这个要怎么样洗涤，要什么洁净的。
And then when talking about the ways of cleanliness in the old times.
我们提到你身体有什么毛病要做什么，现在。旧约也没有人发明一种什么，放在后面的，你只要一喷手，那个叫什么东西啊？
And then so, and
手这样抹一抹就干净了细菌都没有了。
Right now, we have hand sanitizers that you can just squirt on your hands and then your hands are clean.
所以从现在来看，这些旧约的规定，这个都是就是在人比较缺乏知识的时候应该很好，对他们应该很好了。
And then, so looking at these laws, they were actually still very good for the people when we did not have as much knowledge.
当然，旧约还是从神来的。
And of course, the Old Testament still comes from God.
它还是有很好的智慧在里面。
It has much wisdom in it.
只是神一直让我们在人的肉体上面的东西呢，越来越了解更多的知识。
But God has allowed us to have more wisdom in the things of man.
虽然是这样子
And so, even though it is so.
我看到读者文摘在谈到一篇文章在谈到。 世界上有三种人最长寿，三个地方的人最长寿。
And I saw an article in the Reader's Digest that said that there are three people from different areas that have the longest longevity.
第一个是日本冲绳岛那里的人，然后日本人。
One is from an island in Japan.
那第二个就是那个瑞士高山的那些人。
And the second is the people who live on the Swiss mountains.
第三个就是还是遵守旧约律法饮食习惯的人。
And the third is those who continue to keep the Mosaic dietary laws.
啊，那日本人他们吃海藻，那个吃的饮食习惯有帮助他们长寿。
And then so for the Japanese, then they eat a lot of seafood and it helps their diet.
那瑞士山上的老了还是砍柴，还是吃简单的食物，也让他们长寿。
And so for those who live on the Swiss mountains, there are those who still continue to chop wood even
to their old age. 那遵守旧约那些饮食习惯的人啊，的确是有神的智慧在里面。
But for those who continue to keep the Mosaic dietary laws, it also has God's wisdom in it.
只是我们这些知识越来越啊，我们都在进步当中，所以旧约就显得。啊，已经渐渐旧了，也渐渐衰了。
And so we are continuing to grow and to learn more. And so the Old Testament is becoming weaker and more obsolete.
我把这个讲完，等一下给你们休息十分钟，好不好
？And so I'll finish this, and then I'll let you still rest for 10 minutes.
好不好
？Okay, is that okay?
一个人反对就休息。
If there's one person who objects, then we will rest now.
那你看，旧的东西常常不方便。
And so old things are sometimes not as convenient.
你们还有人用这个 iPhone 4、iPhone 3的吗
？Is there anybody who's still using an iPhone 3 or an iPhone 4？
有吗？没有啊，不，啊，我们大家啊，有，那个，啊，应该那用这样比喻不是很好了哈。
And so perhaps this is not the most apt
analogy.
应该用
Nokia， 还有用 Nokia， 还有 Nokia 那个。
Is anybody still using a Nokia？
就是。东西越新就是越方便嘛，对不对？
So the newer the things are, then the more convenient they are.
那旧约真的旧了，不太方便。比如说我以前说的，你那个在安息日这么多规条哦，真的把人绑死了。
And then so just as I've talked about before, that in the Old Testament that they have so many of these ordinances that you are constraining people to the point of death.
你真的那个你。没办法煮饭呢，不能煮饭呢。
You cannot cook anything.
那个电锅礼拜五就要开始搬好了。
You have to move everything and get everything ready on Friday.
啊，所以就是它要就渐旧渐衰了。
And so it is growing old and obsolete.
好，那所以就直到慢慢就变成没有。就到最后呢，所有的以色列人都要来信耶稣了。
And then until the end,
保罗的书信这样讲了。
And what Paul said was that at the end, then all of the Jews will come to believe in Christ.
所以渐渐就归于无有了。
And then it will slowly vanish.
好，我们来默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.